So let's take one of your sheep hunts, right? While your dad was president, and you had a Secret Service detail with you, right?
I actually, just because of that, with the sheep hunts and stuff like that, there were just times where it just didn't work. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take someone, as great and capable as they are in many situations, if they've never been, essentially mountaineering, you can't be like, hey, we're only going to live out of a backpack for 10 days. And, it just didn't work. So what I actually sort of, got the ability to sign off, for some of those more, more extreme, type of hunts. I'll be like, hey, I'll meet you back in Vancouver, when I'm done. And like, I will give you a piece of paper. And, if I get shot in the face in the meantime, that's on me and not your fault. The usual sort of, governmental liability type of stuff. And so I did that pretty often. I mean, early on, I think this is maybe a little bit known, but like early on, I signed off from my detail entirely just because, it was sort of, then they do things for a certain reason. It just didn't work for my lifestyle. Again, if I'm going hunting and I'm doing this, and you had, right, guys, one time, early on, really early on, it was, new detail. We were new in, I had an elk hunt. I was bow hunting elk in Kentucky. Had one of those tags, and like, you had two guys in suits with like an MP5, like 10 feet away from me, like sneaking through the woods. I go, like, guys, I need a little bit more space than this. So like, sir, like, 20 yards, is that good? I was like, no, I need like 1,000 yards. I need you to be back like 1,000 yards. Like, we can compromise on 1,000. But yeah, 20 yards is not going to cut it when I'm there with an elk and two guys with suits and MP5s. Or it's not going to work. So, I sort of signed off, basically got rid of my detail for a couple of weeks. But I was also the, I guess, according to them, after my father, the most threatened person in America through the Secret Service. And so they were like, listen, you got to kind of have this. We'll start sort of working with you. And, they had sort of a certain way of doing things. And I think it was probably very effective for, the average kind of protectee. It was for me and my lifestyle and the stuff that I do. It's just a little bit different. I'm shooting all the time. Like, they weren't exactly fans of being around other people with guns. But I was like, guys, this is going to be something that happens every weekend. So we're going to have to get used to it. And like, you're not going to be able to tell people they can't have their guns at my gun club. It doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Like, so, and in the end, we just had, I had some just incredible relationships with these guys that, we had a lot of good times and, just incredible people. But again, it was, at first there were some growing pains because it was, it was a little different.